Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead, text the neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down. We praise the Lord for the new day that he has given us to come together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is good all the time. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. I want to make sure that you are getting what you need, glory to God, so I'm going to help you to get just what you need. So I want you to tune in on Tuesday night to Wild Radio. It's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They do an awesome job. Glory to God. If you missed any of the shows, you can go back and listen to it on demand. But, you know, it's nothing like getting it fresh off the press. You know, it's nothing like having a good old cheese toast right off the press. Glory to God. Amen. The waffle right out the pan. My God, my God. Come on. And we know for you Southerners that fried chicken coming out of the grease, right? Glory to God. You can get it right off the press on Tuesday night. Glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome show. Amen. A show with you in mind, and it comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need someone to help you, to a spiritual counselor to help you to get on your way in ministry, to help you to iron out the kinks in your life and in your ministry, glory to God, I want you to go on Facebook and hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse. It'll be Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Go ahead and inbox them and hit them up and let them know what the need may be so you can come on in and get what you need. You know, time, you can see the times are changing. And you know what? We need everyone that the ministry can get, glory to God, to spread the word all across the nation. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And I can guarantee you they will help you to get to that point that you need to be, where you need to be. So come on in and hit them up and let them know. And the next ministry that comes is Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. She comes on Saturday at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now, if you missed Elder on yesterday, my God, Elder prayed the house down. Good God Almighty. I said, what a prayer, what a prayer. If you missed it, you missed a treat, because she prayed, amen, some awesome prayers that she sent out for the schools and different things, and glory to God, that she sent out for you. I hope you grab hold of it. If you didn't, you can go back and listen to it on demand, because God is still moving, and don't miss the move of God, and she will definitely be right back, glory to God. She comes on every Saturday, so don't miss it, don't miss it, don't miss it. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. Glory to God. And then the next Hour of Power will be, it has a 30-minute break between there. Then the next Hour of Power will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. And her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to make sure you keep all these ministries in mind. And whatever the need may be, if you need a marriage counselor, like I said, hit them up on Facebook and let them know. And if you can't get to them, you can go on any of our pages and inbox us and let them know that you've been trying to get to them. And guess what? We will get you there. We will take you there. Amen. So we don't want you to miss it. We don't want you to miss it. We don't want you to miss it. And we want to encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many things, amen, and you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you are prayed for by blood-washed-born believers. Hey, ain't no slack over here. We do pray for each and every partner. We pray for people that we don't even know. Hey, not just the partners. So I want to encourage you to come on and get in and get in where you're sitting in so God can move in your life. You know, God is moving. Just don't miss the move. You know, some say, well, I don't see the move of God. Did you get up this morning? There are some that didn't have that, glory to God. Some that didn't get up this morning. But that don't mean that they weren't saved and going to glory with the Lord thy God. That don't mean that. Glory to God. But, you know, amen, he's calling for people who will come back to prayer. I heard Elder on yesterday when she was talking about coming back to prayer, you know. He said, if my people who will call by my name, you know, will turn from their wicked ways, glory to God, you know, he'll heal your land. You know, whatever your land may be, God will heal it. But you have to be willing and be willing to obey and serve. You know, that's so many times. Everybody wants to get out on their own, you know. I don't need nobody to train me. I don't need this. You need it all, glory to God. You want to make sure that you get in on the ground floor so you can make sure when you go out that you're serving God unto the best that you can serve him. You know, you don't want to go out there haphazardly and then lead somebody in the wrong direction because they knew that blood is going to be on your hands. So you want to go out with knowledge. You want to go out with wisdom on how to bring a soul in, how to get a soul saved, how to get people delivered, and how to get them set free. So I encourage you to come on and get in. We're only asking for $25 or more to become a partner, and then you can hit Apostle Them up on Facebook. Amen. And let them know what you want, glory to God. You know, don't be afraid. Some people are just afraid. You know, God does not give us a spirit of fear. We're going to cast out all fear today. We're going to walk up. We're going to talk right. We're going to walk in God's righteousness. He don't give us a spirit of fear. He gives love and sound mind and peace. So, you know, you can call them. You can hit them up on Facebook and let them know, send them a message, say, you know, I need to talk to you. Amen. And they'll get back with you. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's the way it should be. So don't miss this move that I'm talking about right here now. Amen, on Prophetic Corner Ministries. Don't miss this move of God in your life because he can do some great and mighty things. But guess what? You got to have somebody to go in and tear the weeds up and pluck them up and, amen, glory to God, to tear down some walls, glory to God, to open and help you open up your heart, be able to receive the word. You got to have somebody to get that stuff out of you, glory to God, that's been, amen, chopped up and caked up in you all these years, all the hate, amen, you don't know how to look. Come on, that's what you need, somebody to go in and root up some stuff. Ha, to cut down some stuff, my God, to pluck up some weeds so you'll be able to serve God to the fullest and won't nothing get in your way. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you again to come on and join us. The doors are open, my God, my God. Now, I'm going to be coming from Psalms 91, and I want you to go ahead and turn there on Psalms 91. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. But if you desire prayer at this time, you press the 1, and I will bring you in. If not, we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Nobody's pressed the 1. Let's keep it moving. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, Lord God, as humble as we know how, God, lifting you up, magnifying your holy name on high, Lord God. Father God, we give you, Lord God, the room, Lord God, to do your will, your way, Lord God. We obey and serve you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know we serve an awesome God. We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God that sits high, but he looks low on his people. In the name of Jesus, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for all those, Lord God, who are mourning on today, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to give them comfort. Give them peace, Lord God. Give them their joy, Lord, through all the situations that they have to go through, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bring, Lord God, comfort. comfort to their mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord God, that you still sit high and you look low, Lord God, and you still love them just the same, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord, that's taking place on this line right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for building a strong mind to let them know, Lord God, that there's nothing like you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Huh? Oh, my God, you can take all the hurt away. You can deliver them and set them free, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All those, Lord God, who don't know you, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to open their ears, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, every stumbling block that's trying to stop them from getting on these lines to hearing the Word of God as it comes forth, Lord God. Oh, my God. Lord, we ask you to move it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Open up their ears, Lord God, so they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, how you're healing and how you're ever yet setting the captives free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call every backslider in right now, back into the fold, those who have gone astray, Lord, for whatever reason, oh Lord, we call them in, Lord God. I hear you saying, church hurts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call them back in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, whom have given up, those, Lord God, who don't have their faith has been shaken in this season, oh God, we call them back in right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who've been led astray by others, who weren't strong enough to stand on their own, we call them back in right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, who are strung out on drugs, who are strung out on crack cocaine, we ask you to deliver them, Lord, and set them free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Lord God, every backslider, amen, that's gone out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I hear him talking about the backslider. Listen, God is married to the backslider. Glory to God. It don't matter. Huh? Just pick yourself up and come on back in. Repent, turn around, and be restored on today. God is a wonderful working God. And he ain't like people. Glory to God. If you make them mad, they may go down the road 10, 15, 20 years. You can say you're sorry all you want to, and they still may not forgive you. But God is a forgiving God. So come on in, glory to God. It don't matter. Pick yourself up and come on back in and let God use you because he wants to do so many great things in your life, glory to God. It don't matter. I hear him saying how someone told you you'll never be nothing. You'll be just like your daddy, glory to God. He didn't have nothing at all. He did was chase women. Glory. Hey, glory to God. Don't worry about that. Hallelujah. You be who you are. Hallelujah. Allow God to break that stuff off you. Don't let people, hallelujah, put a tag on your toe and tell you who you are. Glory to God. You belong to God still. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get ready to get into our message. Hallelujah. I'm going to title this message, Faith in God. Don't you know, amen, you are safe when you confess Jesus as Lord in your life. You are safe right there. You are safe. Glory to God. I mean, we all going to go through some troubles and some trials, yes. But you know what? It can't come up on us unless God gives permission, glory to God. Unless there's permission, glory to God. You know, when you get ready to go on a field trip, how you got to have permission to slip when you was in school. Well, guess what? He has to give a permission slip, hallelujah. Oh, my God, to come with any troubles against you, glory to God, hallelujah. But you know, troubles and trials come to make you stronger, come to make you better, not bitter. You know, oh, glory to God, we're going to get into our message. But somebody has gotten bitter because they went through so much. Hey, glory. glory to God, huh? Because they went through so much. It just looked like it was just one fiery dart after the other one, huh? By the time you got out of one, another one would come. Well, you know what? Glory to God. That's okay. Hallelujah. Remember they preached, and I remember on Tuesday night, huh? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Go back and listen to that message that apostle and pastor preached on Tuesday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. No more. No more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay. Hallelujah. You went through it. You didn't stay in it. That's the thing about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God that you went through it and you didn't stay in it. Nah, ain't no more. Come on. Glory to God. You got to mount up. Hallelujah. Wings as an eagle and fly high. Ha. Learn how to choose your battles. Ha. We're going to get into our message. Glory to God. But learn how to choose your battles. Glory to God. Some battles you don't even need to be in. But guess what you do? You go ahead and you pick them anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You pick those battles and you don't even really have to fight those battles. But you just like them. Glory to God. You know how some people like to hear gossip? Some people like turmoil. They like to always, you know, go and tell on people. Some people like that kind of stuff because the Bible says some people can't sleep until they did evil against somebody else. Hallelujah. Until they done told something. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. No, that ain't God. That's not God. That's not God. It's over. It's over. Let's get into the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith in God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on just a little bit. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Whom do you trust? Don't you know it's safe? You're safe. Amen. In God, it don't matter what it looked like. It don't matter what they said. It don't matter what they did. You're still safe in God. When you commit your ways to God, when you obey God, say, Lord, I'm going to commit all my ways, and I'm going to go ahead, Lord, and I'm going to serve you to the fullest. Don't you know, hallelujah, you're safe, your safe place is in God. Hallelujah. You ain't got nothing to worry about because he's going to protect you. He's our safety net, hallelujah. He's our safe place. You know, some people have a place that they say they go to, and you know, I hear it. You know, we've been taught to go to a place in our house, and, you know, God will meet you there. Don't you know, hallelujah, that's it, hallelujah. That's your safe place. God's going to meet you. When you call on him, he's going to be right there when you need it. Although you say he can't hear you, yes, he do. He hear every prayer you pray. He saw every tear that you cried. He saw every time you were disappointed. He saw every person that came against you. Hey, he got it, hallelujah. And he didn't fall short. He didn't turn his head. He got it. But don't you know, when you go to God in a safe place, ain't nothing can't mess with you. Hallelujah. He's a place of security. He is greater, hallelujah, than any threat. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. So don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, hallelujah, he is more important. You know, some people say, well, you know what, if I had more money, but don't you know, I always tell them, I say, you know what, I got the one that makes the money, glory to God. You got the money maker, glory to God. When you got the money maker, you ain't got to worry about the money, girl. He's going to bring it to you and when it's time. Hallelujah. But I hear him also saying, you know, be careful. Don't steal your tithes and your offering that. Glory to God. Come on. Don't curse yourself. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noises of pestilence. Don't you know he will hide you from any trap, any deadly disease, and it will not come upon you? You know, I don't know why, in only in ministry or just in our natural lives, you know, we think that God don't hear us and he's not there. But he's there all the time. He's there some of the time. Glory to God. The only thing that can separate you from God is sin. Now, sin can separate you. Glory to God. But you don't want that. He is our safety net. Glory to God. You know, what I mean about a safety net, he is the covering that you need. And, you know, you need to get hooked up with people who don't mind praying. Amen. You know, sometimes you don't mean to go a certain way, but, you know, if God's saying it, then you roll with it. I heard Elmo talk about that yesterday. Glory to God. You know, hallelujah. You know, you got to You got to make sure that you are anchored in God. And if you don't know how to get anchored, I just told you what you could do to get someone in your life. Let me just say it like this. You know, people are scared, but I don't know why, because God ain't given us a spirit of fear. If you need something, you need to try to do all you can to get it. So many times when money is involved, hallelujah, people just don't want to get involved with something they know that's going to take them to the next level. You know, they want everything free, but that's just not true. Hallelujah. When you go to the restaurant and you say, okay, I want a free burger, free fries, and don't you forget my drink, and make sure you bring the apple pie with it. Okay, when you bring it, when they give it to you, they expect some money. And if you're fast food, they're going to take your money before you get your bag out there with them, right? Glory to God. So why is it that whenever it comes to money, people scratch and they scrounge and they complain and they murmur, I ain't got it, I ain't got it. Well, he ain't going to ask you to give nothing that you ain't got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're saying, I'm just going to throw this in there free. You know, I ain't going to charge y'all no admission for this one. Glory to God. Don't you know? Hallelujah. He ain't going to ask you to give nothing that you can't give. He's not going to do that. He's not going to make you miserable and trying to tell you to do something that he know you can't do. We don't serve that type of God. If I can't preach a message, he ain't going to make me preach it if I don't know it. He'll tell me to sit down, read over it, listen to me. I'm telling you what it is. I'm giving you knowledge. I'm giving you wisdom. And then if you don't know it all, go and ask those who are ahead of you, glory to God, those whom he placed over you. Hallelujah. Plain and simple as that. Okay, let's move on. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. God's truth will protect you no matter what. God is the protection that we all need. Sometimes we can think that, you know, people can protect us. If you got God, then you got your protection. If people are praying for you, you have your protection. If they're living right and then you know that they're living right, then that's your protection, because they're going to pray for you each and every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, this ain't in my message, but you know, hey, let's roll. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is. They're going to pray for you each and every day. They're going to pray that all is well with your soul. I can tell. I may not used to could, but I can tell just as good when somebody done prayed for me and when they be praying for me. Because, my God, it's a feeling that comes all over you. I said, my God, I know they praying. When you get anchored in the Lord, that God, you're going to feel those that are placed over you to praying for you. Glory to God. So I'm telling you, it's good to be hooked up on the hookup, glory to God, for someone who don't mind praying for you. You know, yeah, he uses peoples also. He is our shield and our buckler. And God works through peoples. Yes, he do. So why is it in ministry that we think that we can go out there and do everything on our own when he's telling us right here, glory to God? His truth will protect you. His truth will watch over you. Whatever the word is, the truth of God will stand. It don't matter what you're doing, what you're going through. The word will stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that faileth by day. You are safe in God. You're safe in God's arms. You don't have to fear. You know, sometimes you walk in so much fear, you can't go forward, you can't do nothing. Hallelujah. But, you know, he ain't giving us the spirit of fear. You know, sometimes you come on radio station, now the line is full, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. Someone may need prayer, hallelujah, but you fear that you don't want to press the one. Well, God has people in place, and he has already trained people, glory to God, through other people, glory to God, to give you what you need and to pray for you. But you're fearful that you won't press the one and come in and pray. Even on Tuesday night, hallelujah, even on Saturday, even on Sunday, glory to God, I will get my needs met if I need them. I don't care what I got to go through, whatever, whoever I have to step over, whatever fear trying to grip me, I'm going to get what I need from God, because we're living in the last days, and you don't want to walk in fear whenever Jesus comes, because he said, I ain't giving you the spirit of fear. I'm love and sound mind. Your mouth should be sound. If you keep your mind stayed on Christ, you ain't got to walk in fear. Yeah, disappointments will come. I hear you. Yes, they will. And they will come to destroy you. But don't you know you can get hooked up with someone who can help you? Glory to God. Let's go on. My God. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destructions that waketh at noonday. You don't have to fear. No sickness, no disease that come your way. You don't have to. Because guess what? God got you. Hallelujah. Yes, you go through trials. Yes, we go through tribulation. Yes, we have troubles. Yes, yes, and yes. But he said you don't have to fear. That's when you got to know that you know that you know. You got to mount up wings as an eagle and fly above all that. You got to know. Don't get around negative people, because I'm telling you, they will tear you down. You know, they'll say, well, you know what? Yeah, that minister over there, they prayed for me, but honey, I don't feel no better. That's probably why you don't feel no better. Hallelujah. Because you just rested. Guess what? You just tore up what they just prayed. Well, you know, I needed a car, but I don't have it yet. Guess what? They prayed for you to get that car, and get you just rooted up what they have prayed when they prayed. When they pray, you stand on his word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't got to fear nothing. You ain't got to fear that you'll never have enough to eat. You ain't got to fear no sickness. You ain't got to fear no disease. You ain't got to fear nobody walks out on you. If your husband walks out on you, glory to God. You ain't got to fear that thing. Because if it's meant to be, then God will fix it. But if it ain't meant to be, then God going to put it on out, let it go on out the door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you ain't got to fear. Sometimes you let fear grip your soul. You can't do, you can't go, amen, to the right for pulling over to the left. You're hanging around people who don't believe. Hallelujah. You're hanging around those who have a negative spirit. And you know you can tell those that have negative vibes. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And guess what? You keep hanging around them and you keep listening to them. Before you know it, you're going to be in that same boat. Y'all going to be going in that same quicksand together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You see what he's saying? You will not be hurt. No matter what's going on, you ain't going to be hurt. Although if you stumble, although if you may shake, you may quake a little bit, glory to God, but you ain't going to be hurt, because God's going to pick you back up, glory to God, and he's going to set you back on high. And tell you to keep on moving down the road. You all right, shake and get up and dust yourself off and keep moving. Don't keep laying there wallowing in that pity. Glory to God. He ain't going to let you get hurt like that. He'll show you things to come when you're connected. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is your shield. He is your buckler. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know nothing can get through a shield? When God puts a shield around you, glory to God. He said, don't go over there with that, huh? You ain't finna put this on her. No, you ain't got my permission to do that to them, glory to God. You ain't got my permission, hallelujah, glory to God. So, no, you can't do that, glory to God, hallelujah. And then sometimes I hear you saying, I wonder, Lord, why? Well, why not? You know, we have to go through in order to have testimonies for those who need it. If you don't never go through nothing, then you can't tell nobody nothing. Glory to God. The only thing you could tell them, you could say God is good. Like I said last week, God is good all the time. God is good. And you quote that. But then when something happens, oh, my God, you start to fall apart. Well, let me help you, glory to God, on this day, hallelujah, Sunday, glory to God, the 18th, 2018, glory to God. Mount up, hallelujah, like wings like an eagle, huh? Stop crying all the time, glory to God. Stop crying all the time and begin to pray. You have to learn how to pray day and night. You have to learn how to pray when you're falling down. Hallelujah. You can't just stay there. Don't start thinking about the situation. Just begin to sing one of them old hymns that they used to sing. And that stuff will break off you. Whether you know it or not, you can hum something. Even it ain't nothing but saying, Jesus, I know you're good. God, I know you're good. Lord, I know you to be a miracle worker. worker in my life, glory to God. Stop wallowing in that pity and get yourself back up, glory to God, my God, because he ain't going to let it hurt you. Hallelujah. He going to see how long you'll stay there without calling on him. Because don't you know when you call on the name of the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, he comes to your rescue every time. Not sometimes, hallelujah. He's there even though you say you can't track him, glory to God, you can't trace him, but you call him. I guarantee you he's there. Because he said, I'm there and I'm there all the time. He never sleeps and he don't slumber. If his children need him, he's there, glory to God. If those who don't know him will call on his name, hallelujah, then he said they shall be saved, hallelujah, and he's there, glory to God, my God, my God. Only over here that you think you can't do no better, my God, my God. Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? Hallelujah. Let's move on. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the rewards of the wicked, glory to God. You know, sometimes we say, Lord, I need you to take care of them. Lord, they did me wrong. They did me wrong. Yes. Let God take care of it, and he will. He will. Because he said, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you reap seeds of discord, you're going to receive seeds of discord. Yes, you are. You're going to reap those discordant seeds that you sow. Yes, you are. Glory to God. That's it. That's the truth in the word of God. If you sow them, you reap them, glory to God. I was telling someone on yesterday, glory to God, how, you know, that this person had just got on my nerves, glory to God. My God, my God. I said, hold up, wait a minute, my God, my God. I said, let me kick my shoes off. I said, because they ain't going to come at me like that. That just ain't going to happen. And they went to laughing when I was telling them. They said, oh, my God, girl. I said, I tell you what, but guess what, hallelujah. The Lord said, get somewhere and shut out. He said, because you sold them seeds, now you're reaping them, glory to God. All I could do was just go back and sit down, glory to God. So if you sow them, you're going to reap them, hallelujah, glory to God. He punished the wicked, and yes, he will. Yes, he will. We can't punish them. But we could put prayer on it and put God on it. Say, Lord, they did me wrong, Lord. Lord, you got to help me. You got to handle this, Lord. I ain't going to mess with them. I ain't going to say nothing, Lord. I'm going to let you handle it. You got to tell him, amen, about it. I don't know if he see it, but still, he wants us to come to him in prayer. It would be foolish, hallelujah, not to go to the Lord in prayer. Me and God have some talk sometimes, all the time, glory to God. It don't matter if I wake up in the middle of the night, whenever, it don't matter, glory to God. I know he don't sleep, so hey, girl, I'm woke, let's talk. Hallelujah, my God. Because everything that concerns me, it concerns him. Let's move to now. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. Know that he is your safety net. If you have made him Lord in your life, it ain't nothing that he won't do, glory to God. He is there, and he's there all the time. It ain't no doubt about it. Ain't nothing that you go through that he can't handle because he made it, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And he didn't give you, amen, those trials and those troubles to bear alone. He said, bear ye one another's burden, you know. But bear my burden because it is light, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not going to leave you there. He is your refuge. He is your strength. Hallelujah. He's everything that you need him to be. Glory to God. He's a lover. Hallelujah. If you need him, if you love on him, hallelujah. You know, so many times you try to look for love in all the wrong places. Hallelujah. The next thing you know, you got the wrong one done hooked up with the wrong hookup. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if you love on God, just like I said in the word, he'll stop you from making those big mistakes. But you got to ask him. So many times, sometimes, people are not hooked up, glory to God, with him. For him to lead them and guide them in the right direction, you're hooked up with somebody. Say, okay, hook me up with your uncle. Hook me up with your nephew. Glory to God, with your auntie. Hallelujah. If you got a sister, hook me up. Well, let me tell you, if you hook up with the Lord thy God, he'll hook you up with the right hook up. Glory to God. My God. Not humans, glory to God. But God will do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, Nothing bad will happen to you. No disaster will come upon you in your home. Nothing can happen without God's permission. Glory to God. Ain't that a blessing? My God. Don't you know when you're walking in the Lord, our God? He, like I said, he got to get permission. He can't just come up on you like that. Let me just put it like this, you know, for the younger people, you know, and Satan can't just roll up on you like that, okay? Glory to God. He can't roll up on you like that. He got to get permission. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Ain't you glad he can't bring all this destruction and distraction to you? Glory to God. He can't just roll up on you like that. Glory to God. He got to get permission before he comes and does these things to you. My God. We serve such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. They shall bear thee up in their hand. I'm sorry. Let's go back. Let's go back to 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Don't you know, he has his angels camped around us. And nothing, hallelujah, nothing, hallelujah. If he says, y'all hold on, y'all put the shield around him. Don't let nothing happen to him. Don't let nothing happen to him. Now, y'all protect him. I'm sending y'all, you know, you're going in my name, angel. He got angels assigned to each and every one of us. You know, I thought about that thing, and I said, Lord, I said, you know, I said, Lord, I ask you, Lord God, let your angels camp around me. Lord, let your angels camp around me. That used to be my prayer all the time. I did. I said, let your angels camp around me, Lord God. Let your angels camp around me. I was just saying it. Glory to God. And I began to see the angels, hallelujah, camping around me, glory to God. And then, you know, you have to be careful about what you say, amen, and what you're doing and what you're releasing out of your mouth, glory to God, because you can make your angels sad, hallelujah, glory to God. So you don't want to, you can disappoint them, glory to God. He done sent angels to protect you. And then you think you live in any kind away, hallelujah. Just know whatever you're doing, let me help you on this one. Whatever you're doing, those angels, Jesus Christ, see you, glory to God, and those angels see what you're doing too, glory to God. If you was over there with Johnny, yes, they saw you, amen. If you went out in the midnight hour, yes, they saw you, glory to God, and he did too. So I don't know why people think that they can go tip, dip, and slip, and nobody see them. Yes, yes, and yes, he saw you. He put his angels around for your safety net. It ain't nothing, glory to God, that our God won't do. We serve such an awesome, awesome God. Let's move on to 12. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. They will catch you in their hands so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. In other words, the angels are there, glory to God, to help you, hold you up. When things get to happening, glory to God, even when you go out and you just think about you go out in the hedges and the highways and you'll be driving down the highway and people get to driving crazy, Lord Jesus, help us. I tell you what, hallelujah, he will give his angels charge, glory to God, over thee. And then guess what? They'll push that person back, or they'll make sure, okay, you need to stay back, hallelujah, because I'm guarding this one, glory to God. I was on my way, one day, hallelujah, to my workplace, glory to God. And I was looking up ahead, and I was talking to a friend of mine, glory to God. And then I said, wow, I said, look at that. I said, them some big old cows, you know, glory to God. I said, my God. And the closer I got up on them, they wasn't cows, glory to God. They were deals. I said, good God almighty. My God, my God. Now, see, if I had been traveling faster, glory to God, just think, and they were thinking their sweet old sweet time. It was the mama, the daddy, grandmama, baby, I believe the auntie and uncle, and I think they went back and got the cousin. Glory to God. And they were coming across the road, just taking their own sweet time. But if I had been going faster, for some reason I had slowed down. Now, I know it had to be the Lord thy God, because most of the time, amen, I'm going through there pretty good. Amen, glory to God. And I slowed down when I said, my goodness, look at those, all those cows coming across the road. But they weren't cows. Close I got, like I said, they were deers. I said, my God, look at them. So, you know, he'll keep you, glory to God. And that's the kind of protection that you want. You got safety in God. You know, sometimes we put our safety in the money. They put it in the IRA account, the 401 account, the KK account, the 501 account, in all them accounts, glory to God, in the checking account. But what about God's account? It's a bank I wouldn't mind right there, glory to God, hallelujah. That's a bank I don't mind depositing. Oh, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Depositing the word, that's of the bank I don't mind depositing my prayer in, glory to God. Because I know when it goes to that bank, I'm going to get a return. If it goes to the other bank, your 401 and 501 and 5CCs and all them different banks and different stuff you got out there, glory to God, you may not even see it no more. But once I know that it comes from here and goes to heaven, good God Almighty, to that bank, hallelujah, I'm going to get a return, hallelujah, on my account, glory to God, my God. Let's move on, hallelujah, glory to God. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adder. The young lions and the dragons shall thou trample on the feet. Glory to God. You can walk on lions. You can walk on cobras. When you are anchored in the Lord thy God, ain't no, I don't care what snake come and try to bite you. Glory to God. He's going to let you know before the snake get there. He'll tell you, hey, look out. Listen, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. So be careful. But you know, sometimes what happens is, when you don't heed the word of the Lord and he'll tell you and you don't listen, you're like, that wasn't Lord, that wasn't God, that was some devil. Glory to God. Satan ain't going to warn you. Let me help you. He ain't going to warn you, glory to God, when things begin to happen. I understand. He's not going to warn you when something is about to come upon you. He ain't going to do it, glory to God. Mm-mm. When a snake is about to bite you, you think he's going to warn you and tell you don't go that way, don't talk to them no more, don't say nothing to them. Glory to God. Be careful. Is he going to tell you to watch your mouth? No, he's going to let you release all that so you can get in trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, Because when somebody tells you what the Lord is saying, amen, listen to what he's saying. Listen to what they're saying. And you can find it in the word, amen, you roll with it. And if you can't find it in the word, then you put it on the shelf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if it's something that's going to help you and you know it, you better take heed at it. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Glory to God. Wherever, hallelujah, you are. You know God loves you. Nobody can love you like Jesus. He'll save you. He will protect you from those who might try to hurt you. He will protect you from any unknown thing that you don't know. Glory to God. But he see it, and you may not see it. He will deliver you whatever you need delivered from. You know, ain't nothing too hard for God. But I'm going to tell you right here, glory to God, on prophetic corner of ministry, God, once God bring you deliverance, don't go back. Don't go back to it. You know, well, you know, I got delivered last year about this time, hallelujah, but now I'm doing the same thing. You got to stay built up on your most holy faith. That means you got to hang around some people that don't mind building you up, don't mind talking to you, don't mind telling you, you know what, don't mind praying with you, because our new babe in Christ, they gonna need you, amen, until they begin to get stronger in the Lord their God. They gonna need you right there. Let me tell you, they gonna need you, hallelujah, glory to God. But you know what, it's so many times what I'm seeing now, in this day and age, everybody is for themselves and not for other people, hallelujah. Can we learn how to pray for somebody else? Hallelujah. Can we learn how to go out and tell somebody else about a man named Jesus? Oh, my God, that died, hallelujah, to save you and me, hallelujah, to call us back in our rightful place. Can you tell somebody about it? Glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. When you call on God, don't you know he'll be there? He said, I will answer you. And sometimes you don't get to answer the things that you're going through. Well, it's not to hurt you. It's to see, amen, if you're going to hold on, if you're going to stay steadfast and continue to pray about that thing, hallelujah. But so many times, if we ain't gave an answer, like right then, sometimes we just, you drop the ball and say, okay, just forget it. And then you go on and do it and we get in trouble, hallelujah. But don't you know when you're calling, He's going to answer you. It may not answer you right then, but he's going to answer you. But sometimes people think he's going to come the same way he came last time. You know, last time, Lord, you just told me. And last time, Lord, you showed me through a scripture. And this time, last time, Lord, you gave me a song pertaining to what I was going through. Well, the other night when I was looking at this show, amen, looking at this pastor preaching, Lord, you showed me on that. But he don't have to come the same way every time. But you got to learn how to stay steadfast. You got to learn how to stand and stand there for when everything is coming against you and you ain't got your answer. You got to learn how to stand and stand there for, because he said, I'll deliver you out of them all. It ain't nothing that he can deliver you from. It ain't nothing, glory to God, that you go through that God can't take care of, hallelujah, if you let him, hallelujah. He said, I will deliver you, and he water you, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to learn, hallelujah, how to stay steadfast and keep your focus on the Lord thy God. When he said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You will have long life. Don't you know you can live long life? You can live a good, happy life. But you don't have to be sad because you went through stuff. You can still, yes, I went through. But that's what I did. I went through. I was broken, yes. But that's okay, because sometimes, you know, you get broken for God to build you up, for him to put on the inside of you the things that he want to put there, glory to God. So you won't deny where you got it from, say, hold it, I know I didn't have that in me, it got to be Jesus, glory to God. He will, glory to God, but he's right there still with you, glory to God. And he'll break some stuff off you so you can continue. In his word, he'll break some stuff off you so you can go forth and move forth in the ministry. In other words, you can flow like you should have been flowing back in 2000, glory to God. Here it is, 2018, 18 years later, and you're still going through the same old mess. What happened? I broke it off you, so what did you do? Glory to God. You had to step back in the same mix, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, just let me tell you. God is an awesome God, and he will deliver you from whatever it is you got to go through. Now, if you don't hear nothing else, hear what I'm going to say on today. It was six things in that message right there, glory to God. Glory to God. That I pulled out. He said, I will rescue you. In other words, he will deliver you. That's one, number one, glory to God. He will cause. He will cause you to escape from your enemy. He said, I'll rescue you. Number two, I will protect you. Number three, I will be with you in trouble. Number four, I will answer. That means he's going to answer you. But hold on. Don't move. Don't go do something you know, amen, that's going to cause you some headaches later on. Hold on, for a change will come. Hallelujah. Five. He said, I will deliver you and honor you. You know, he will. He'll deliver you from them drugs. And glory to God, he will have people saying, well, you know what? They used to be on drugs. And you know, and you know what? I thank God. You know, look, God delivered him. You know, and he said, honor those, you know, give honor what honors do. You know? Hallelujah. He delivered this man from these drugs. Now look at him. Glory to God. I thank God for it, y'all. Come on, you know? And six, with long life, he will give you an abundance of life. He will give you a long journey, hallelujah, a journey where he wants you to go in the hedges and the highways to compare those who don't know him to come to Christ. So that's why to believe who he is, first of all, hallelujah, and know that nothing is too hard from God. Know that nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for the Lord thy God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on. He's your safe place. Hallelujah. Faith in God. Did you find yourself safe in God on today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, not just on today, but stay safe in God all the time. You know, it's really important that we read. It's important that we pray. It's important that we listen to the Lord thy God when he's trying to tell us and get us in that place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And keep us safe. I have a caller on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and take this call. Caller 917. You are live and on the air.
First, want to thank you for the word of the Lord that you spoke. That word, I'm a first-time caller. And I know I didn't get on the line at the beginning, and I know your instructions was, you know, calling at the beginning. But the first time call, I was going through the line, and the Holy Spirit just brought me to this line to hear the word of the Lord that you spoke. And I just thank God. I know God sent me here today to hear this word. I don't know what made me even come on blog radio or whatever, but as I went through the line, I was praying and answering, Lord, let me go somewhere where the word is being spoken and somebody to pray and minister to me, to the word of the Lord for me. So I just thank God for you. Thank God that you've taken my call, and I'm a first-time caller, and I just, God used you. That word was for me. I just thank God, and I know God was speaking to me through your word, and I appreciate you have prayer for me, and I want prayer for my God. Lord, I just need a miracle, need a breakthrough. I just need God to turn stuff around. I just need God to move and just get in this situation, because that word was for me, and I know God's going to do it.
Amen, amen. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Amen. Well, I'll pray for you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to turn it around, oh Lord. We know, Lord God, that you're still a miracle-working God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord. Father God, we call on you, Lord God, to turn every situation around, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know the need, oh God. Lord, he came on here expecting a word from you, Lord God. Touched his heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the call, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know that everything that he needs, Lord God, is in you, Lord. He's in his safe place in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your holy name in Jesus' name. Just know that, God, you're in a safe place with God. Hallelujah. God is our safe place. He's our safety net. Glory to God. We want to go and get everybody else and everything else, but it ain't nothing like Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. And thank you for calling. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good all the time, and, you know, he is good, and he's a good God, and faith in God. Glory to God. We always reach out in places, amen, and things where we know, hallelujah, that's not like God, but it's nothing like going and believing that God is who he say he is. Glory to God. It ain't nothing too hard for God. God is a miracle-working God. And if you reach out, hallelujah, on today and ask God to touch you in a mighty way, he will touch you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. You come to the lines and glory, and you say, well, that's just her preaching. No, this is the word of God, not mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. When we come on Tuesday night, when we come on Saturday, when we come on Sunday, this is the word that God has set forth. So, you know, believe it and receive it and ask God to do some great and mighty things in your life, because I'm believing God on this year, hallelujah, to bring in 100 partners, hallelujah. Like I said, you need help. You need to contact Prophet Yvonne Rouse on Facebook Rouse. You ain't, all you got to do is inbox them. Nobody will know it but you and them. Glory to God. We pray. Amen. For our partners, hallelujah. Nobody has to know. We don't ask your name, hallelujah, and we don't ask the glory of God. We just stand in prayer with you, believing God to work in your life. He needs more. People are going out in the hedges and the highways. Have you seen the things that are happening now? Glory to God. You know, in the schools and different stuff. You know, glory to God. They can take it out of school, but they can't take it out of you. You know, always before you release your children, learn how to pray over them. Now, if you ain't living right, let me get your living right first. Hallelujah. I want you to repeat after me, and then we're going to go on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, mold me, Lord God. I repent, Lord God, of all my sins, Lord God, that I have committed against you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you my life, God. Mold me and make me into what you want me to be, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. As you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you that said that prayer. Like I said, glory, don't forget, pray over your children before you send them out. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, if you said that prayer, you're good now, glory to God. But, you know, there comes a process to it. A learning process. Many things that you have to learn. That's why I'm believing. I hear it. Amen. I'm believing for that those 100 partners, glory to God, to come on and partner with us, glory to God, so you can get what you need, hallelujah, so you can live right and live righteous. You want a righteous life. So, you know, on this side, God can bless you real good. I told you, this is the bank that I want to deposit my check in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I know I can get a good return on him. I can't even pay him enough, hallelujah, for everything that he's done. Hallelujah, my God. So come on in and get in where you fit in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah, my God. We've already said the prayer of salvation. Amen, glory to God. And you can get ready for the next hour. Power will be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. She'll be coming on next. Her show will start at 30 minutes after this one at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And you can go on and get on her line. You can go on Facebook. Amen. The number is on her Facebook page. It's Minister Elaine Jackson, and you can find it on that page. And you can go ahead and hit up on Facebook, and either way you want to do it, or you can call in and get the number off Facebook, and you can call in and listen to our show. However you want to do it, God is still moving. We're going to go ahead and get out of here and give you time to go get you a sip of water, glory to God, and just sit back and rest for a few minutes and get ready for the next show. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back here on next Sunday.